two again. Ready, one, two.
For a select few, the opportunity to represent the 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars as a member of the Roar will come true. The auditions, the photo shoots, the practices, game day. This is the 2017 Making of the Roar. Making of the 2017 Roar started in March. After 200 ladies signed up to compete for a roster spot, the difficult process of selecting the team started with 2 weekends of audition. Each took a mandatory class to learn routine, but the initial pressure of competing was easy to see, even for veterans who must try out from the beginning every year.
I am always nervous walking in here, but it's the excitement that kind of takes over, so I'm not really focused on the nerves right now. So we got to pick between two classes. I chose the Tuesday class so I would have enough time to practice the dance. Well, only one class, and then we just come here and prepare.
You know, I think the nerves for the veterans are probably the greatest. I think the rookies, you know, they see what happens. You know, they either make the team or they don't. The veterans, they know what they have to lose. It's their best friends. It's this lifestyle that they've had over the past year or two or three or how many ever years they've been on the team. They know what it's all about, and they don't want to miss out. They want to be a part of it.
I still get really nervous every year. There's always a lot of competition, and really a lot of talented girls are trying out for the team, so I always get nervous.
A total of 55 finalists moved on to the second weekend, where auditions became more thorough, including a talent portion.
It was a lot of fun. We got to watch some of the girls on the side, and they did amazing. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. But I'm excited to find out who goes into the next round.
From 200 at the beginning to 55 finalists, then the difficult final cut down to 32.
I think going into every year is extremely exciting. You never know the group of candidates that you're going to have. You never know how many people are going to show up to auditions. You never know what the talent is going to be. And I think not only having a really, really strong veteran class returning to audition, we had an extremely strong rookie class. And it became very apparent to me very early on that we were going to have to be really tough.
Of a grueling process comes a diverse and talented roster for 2017. As the calendar turned to June, the team gathered for the first opportunity to wear the full uniform, the annual poster shoot.
We are here at our 2017 poster shoot, which is kind of really the next step in the year. Auditions really is the first step, and now getting that headshot, being ready for the season is the next step. And it's really exciting to see everybody all come together, the uniform, the hair, the makeup. Everybody looks beautiful, everybody's excited, and it really is kind of the official start of summer, always our poster shoot. So we're really excited to be here. We have amazing MAC artists here and Rio stylists here to make sure that everybody looks beautiful and feels confident and has an amazing shoot. It really is a great opportunity for them to bond over the season that they're getting ready to start. All these rehearsals, all this time we spend together, now they're getting ready to really see it all come together. And that poster shoot makes it official, especially for the rookies where they haven't maybe had that photo to sign by at the appearances for the first few months. Now all of a sudden they get to sign by their picture and really be a part of the team. The poster will be at all of our appearances. It will be on game days. You'll be able to receive those in the fan entertainment zone. Everywhere that we go, the Roar poster is there as well. This is a great souvenir for the fans. It's a great opportunity for the cheerleaders to have kind of a memory of their year as well. And we're excited to be here today.
Still to come, we head to the pool with one member of the Roar helping local high school students strive for excellence in competition. Plus, dedication to the team, the practice schedule, and a regimen to be ready for the most important part of the Roar schedule, Jaguars game day. Being a member of the Roar of the Jaguars takes commitment from the ladies for events, but keeping the team ready for those events and for game day involves practice.
Everybody thinks they just get out there and dance. And they learn to dance and then that's that. They don't think about, you know, that they have to know how many hash marks on the field that they move forward or side or anything like that. You know, I think several members of our staff that have been on marching band can appreciate the thought process that goes into that because it is learning a dance, putting it on the field. It's a whole new level.
Twice a week, the Roar meets for hours of evening practice to work on game day routine.
We start out learning most of our sidelines, and then as the season continues, we'll learn new material every week as the season progresses, and then we'll break some of that new material that we learned down to add it into the sideline.
Now it's not only doing the dances, but learning what hash you're going to be on and how many steps to the left you need to take, how many steps to the right you need to take, making sure you're in a perfectly straight line with everyone next to you. And it's a lot more work than you think, but it's totally worth it and totally fun.
Hitting marks, staying in time, adjusting to teammates. It's all a part of the practice routine and a commitment to the organization.
We have a team full of extremely talented women who have trained for years in ballet, tap, jazz, gymnastics, all sorts of different creative art forms, and we bring them together. And I really want for practice to be about the material that we're doing, focus on that, but then also to have that work-life balance.
Serving as a member of the Roar of the Jaguars involves long hours and many events throughout the year, but it is not a full-time job.
They work really hard, they get their routines, and then they're able to go home and, you know, study for their college exam tomorrow or prepare for the big presentation they have at their job tomorrow, whatever it may be, and have that balance.
From the practice field to the pool.
5 seconds to get out the wall.
As an assistant swim coach at Sandalwood High School in Jacksonville, second-year member of the Roar, Kinsey, helps teenage swimmers reach their potential.
A lot of these kids have never swam before, and they just wanted to join a team, so it was really exciting to get out here and be able to help the kids and teach them all the strokes.
Hey, Lacey, every time you do a breaststroke, you need to make sure you're two-hand touching. Every time you came to this wall, you one-hand touch.
Working with the junior varsity team, Kinsey helps with technique of younger swimmers and develops them into candidates for the varsity.
Oh, I'm watching. I count their strokes all the time. They like to stop at the end of the wall and clean their goggles. I know all the tricks. I was there once.
Growing up around the pool, Kinsey's knowledge of swimming technique is vital for their development.
They're really great kids and they really want to learn. They ask a lot of questions, so it makes my job a lot easier.
All right, guys, your next 100 is going to be 100
streamline kick. Nice tight streamlines, they should be up by your ears.
A swim coach has enough duties, but it is not her only job.
I'm also a dance teacher at Scott Jones School of Dance. I've been doing that for about 3 years now. But, you know, I enjoy it. I love to work, and I just love to be out in my community.
Go ahead and start. I don't want to see you stopping.
Coming up, we go behind the scenes for an inside look at the 2018 Roar of the Jaguars calendar shoot. Lounging beside a pool, walking through a garden, or playing in the sand and surf, the calendar shoot involves plenty of lead time and work behind the scenes to ensure the best photos.
Amy is amazing. She has such an incredible eye. She is a photographer by education, by trade, by talent. And I think it brought a really unique perspective as well. We haven't had a female photographer for the calendar in many, many years.
I think being a female prepares you a little bit for dealing with other females and what we're self-conscious about and how we look best, and also having the experience of just knowing how to churn it out quickly. And you know, you got only so many good hours of morning light and afternoon light. We're trying to get you out of that sun. Right there it is, Dana.
Showcasing what the city of Jacksonville had to offer was a priority, and with so many diverse locations around the area, pinpointing certain looks took weeks of scouting.
It's asking a lot of friends and clients, like, do you know people with gorgeous houses and gorgeous pools and gorgeous gardens? Of course, using Gowanus State Park, that's permitting, so making sure we're here legally and not just doing it guerrilla style. So.
Perfect. There we go. High fashion.
This year, the calendar, I approached it a little bit differently. I really wanted everything to be local. I wanted it to be a local photographer, local swimwear designers, local jewelry designers, and just be about Jacksonville.
You know, Jacksonville's got a lot of different looks, so that helps with making it look like we've traveled the world to get these 12 images.
With the background work complete, it was time to get to business.
This is my rookie season as a part of the Roar at Yes, so this is my first calendar shoot. I was very nervous. I was actually really shocked that I was chosen. I was very surprised, and I was like, oh my gosh. I have to like fill these shoes of these like beautiful women who like look fantastic and killing it.
Really try hard to find women that are really comfortable in front of the camera, whether that's speaking, whether that is, you know, being a model, being photogenic, being a dancer who can freeze in those perfect poses at the very end and all those things. But, you know, I think a little bit of nerve set in, especially for rookies as well.
I surprised myself. I was just like, oh my goodness, those look so good. That's me. I'm more than satisfied for sure.
The dynamic every year is different. You know, every person adds to, you know, our dynamic. And this year's team just, they really click right away. They were best friends from before they met each other. They heard their number on the line, you know, after auditions, and they made it and they were like, oh, we're best friends. It's done.
I've never done anything like this before, but it's such a surreal experience. It's really cool to like have the calendar shoot shot here in Jacksonville. I'm excited to see how the rest of the photos turn out.
We're going to press pause on you for a minute, and then we're going to go to Lauren in the solarium.
It was a really great experience, and We got here at 6 o'clock. We had our hair and makeup done. Then they shuttled us over to this beautiful house with all of this wonderful landscape. And we took some really great shots.
I think it's great to, you know, shoot in our own city, and we love Jacksonville. We're the Jacksonville Jaguars. So last year I shot at the beach at One Ocean, and I also shot at Everbank in the pools. So being at the pools again here is a really nice similarity.
Finding unique and new locations in Jacksonville was something we really wanted to pride ourselves on in this shoot and really find.
I'm always excited to see what's different each year as far as, you know, the swimsuits, the location. So I'm very impressed so far this year. It's been the best. Hair and makeup today was very, you know, natural for a natural. They want us to blend with the environment, so that's also exciting. The direction is amazing. Christy has done this time and time again, so she knows exactly what she wants from us.
It's a lot. It's definitely, a lot of people don't realize how much you have to think about when you're sitting there posing, because often the pose that looks good in the shot is the one that is super uncomfortable. It doesn't feel right. You feel like this can't look good, but it ends up being the shot.
Kind of tilt your head back and let that hair fall away from you. Perfect.
They show us the pictures and what they do and don't like, and we're able to see certain poses that look good, and they all make us feel super comfortable. Nobody feels uncomfortable on set, so we always have a fun time.
You're kind of having to deal with nature, so being thrown around by the waves and feeling fish at your feet. So it's a little different, but it's still great. I was trying to just control my face, make sure I don't look crazy, and just have fun with it, you know, and make sure that they get the shot that they're looking for.
Return. The reason for all the hard work is finally here. Game day. And home games for the Roar include a trip across the pond. It's all fun in the off-season for the Roar. But once the games begin, it's back to business. With the poster and calendar shoots wrapped and preseason practices concluded, the reason for all the work is here. Jaguars game day.
Game day on the sideline is controlled chaos because we're dealing with so many things. We're dealing with the elements. You know, it's 100-plus degrees on the field. We might be dealing with rain or just all the variables of having all of these performers out there, you know, 32 women on the team, making sure everybody knows where they're going, all the different changes. It's kind of like air traffic control on the sidelines. You're going to make a mistake. It's how you recover from that mistake. And, you know, making sure that you smile and you get through that routine and, you know, bounce back if something happens. And they all do it with poise and grace.
The most stressful moment is the first time actually hitting the field, because you've worked so hard, and it's just all your hard work gets put out there.
And now, please welcome to the field your 2017 Roar Cheerleaders. Jaguars fans, let's hear it once again for the Roar! For the Roar, the home schedule includes a trip to the Jaguars' home away from home, London, for a week unlike any other.
The London experience for the Jaguars has been amazing. It's been something that has brought awareness. Specifically for the cheerleaders, we have been doing a lot in London since we started playing one game annually there. And when that London game week rolls around, it is very busy.
With events the entire week leading up to the annual game at Wembley Stadium, the Roar serve as Jaguars ambassadors before the team's arrival. Once the team is on the ground in the UK, the Roar get the international stage at Wembley. For the Roar of the Jaguars, the pursuit of excellence is never-ending, and they represent the Jaguars organization at a high level. For the Jaguars Television Network, I'm JP Shadrick. Thanks for watching The Making of the Roar.